So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
That's right, Doc Young, Les Thatcher here with you for another edition of Wrestling Weekly. Big news coming off the weekend, coming off that New Year's Resolution pay-per-view. Now, right, Les?
Yeah, all sorts of things. And some of the things not even related to the pay-per-view, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the biggest thing really is Batista with a tricep injury. And, you know, apparently, I don't know if it's going to need surgery. It's going to need rehabbing anyway. And from what I understand, he's going to try to work through this as well, along with the lat tear. And...
What a good idea.
And they decided no, you know.
Right.
And I'm glad because, well, you know, I mean, the situation like this, it's you start protecting one injury, you create a second, then you start protecting two, you know, good chance you're going to create a third.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, I think it's a smart move. You know, he'll be off for a few months, but he'll come back better for it.
Exactly. Also, Edge, the new WWE champion. What do you think, Les?
Well, I don't know. I think the way they did it was unexpected. So, here's the thing. Edge has been with the company, 7 years now? 6 years, whatever it is, I'm not sure. But anyway, he's really untried at this level.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I like the idea of them putting the belt on the heel. Something, you know, traditionally they keep it on the baby face. This also takes some pressure off of Cena, and maybe Cena can, you know, concentrate more on growing in terms of in ring. And I say that with all due respect to John. He's, you know, he's busted his butt and done what he's been asked.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, I don't know. Is it the rap is quite, see, and I being an older person, being a geriatric, as it were, I hesitate, you know, to get involved in somebody, well, he wants to know about this generation, but is the rap just a little sophomoric? Is it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are they portraying the character wrong? Is that the deal? I don't know, you know, but I think with some of the, when I say pure,
I think he's the wrong color.
Yeah, well, I think some of the people that come to see actually what they came to see wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and if they really study the, you know, the business, well, maybe they see that that's not his strong suit, actually, the in-ring. So pick up the game there. There's no doubt he does a good promo. He's a good-looking kid. He does all the great PR work. He's done everything asked of him, and actually hasn't had time probably, to develop his in-ring. But, there again, it's you can only cover lack of experiences with the other stuff with the smoke and mirrors just so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody actually wants to see people wrestle.
Right?
Cleverly enough, why I don't know.
I think it was brilliant the way they pushed Edge into there and had him cash in his money in the bank after the Elimination Chamber. It was genius. I have to give him credit.
Yeah, it was good. And like I say now. Now the proof's in the pudding, you know. Now the pressure's on him.
Yeah.
You know, to produce. And when I say on him, I think a guy at this level has to be given a bit of creative freedom in his own right because he obviously understands the character. you know, I've known a lot of guys that knew exactly how to book their character, but you wouldn't put them in charge of a whole group of guys because they couldn't book other people, right?
Right.
But their particular character, be it babyface or heel, was strong enough and had been successful enough in enough territories that they knew the formula on how to get themselves over. They just, you know, weren't, which is, you know, and I think everybody is at a certain, you know, and to have achieved that, the level he's at, you know, I think he's got a feel for that. So there again, how much do you, in this day and age, credit the writers? See, even when there was a booker, you were given parameters, but pretty much allowed to develop yourself. You know, and so, you know, nobody knows, you know, knows your strength and your weaknesses better than yourself.
Absolutely. Got some other news that is going on. If you don't know, what we're talking about is Batista relinquished the world title last night on WWE SmackDown tapings. He injured his triceps on Sunday wrestling Mark Henry as a result of the vacation of the belt.
Should we be saying spoiler, spoiler, spoiler here?
Spoiler, spoiler. I would call it a spoiler. But
well, I read it someplace about 5 or 6 hours ago.
Really? Normally I would call it a spoiler, but it was on the front page of WWE.com.
Well, see, there you go.
Which is another story in itself, that they're now spoiling their own show.
Right.
So I'm not going to call this a spoiler, but they did hold a battle royal, and we do have a new world heavyweight champion by the name of Kurt Angle.
Yes. Who crossed over from Raw, and I don't know how that's written in the storyline, but I hope it you know, the details are taken care of on that.
Yeah, they're gonna have some explaining to do on Monday night.
Well, but then I also understand that, or at least last thing that has been circulating around is that the match between he and Michaels will still take place on Monday.
That's gonna be interesting to see what they do with that and how they're gonna explain that. I'm gonna look forward to that.
Well, and while we're doing spoiler, 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 we have a new U.S. champion.
Yes.
You know, and I would assume now there has to be some conflict between Orton and Booker T. Because Orton says, well, hey, I want it. I mean, I don't think this has happened yet. I haven't read that in anybody's spoilers or reviews of the show.
No.
But, you know, I guess, you know, he's actually doing this for Booker T, so shouldn't he be awarding Booker T the belt, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Or instead he said, well, you know, since I want it, I've got it, and, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with it.
Could be a good storyline.
But well, you know, I think Orton and Benoit could have a good match with anybody. And Booker is a good, solid hand. I feel bad that he got hurt because I think he and Benoit were just hitting their stride.
Mm.
You know, they were, what, 4 matches in when he went down?
Right.
You know, with 3 to go. I think they were, you know, they were raising the bar each time out.
I don't know what's going to become of that. It's going to be interesting.
I don't know either.
Another interesting twist.
Well, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that we're guessing here, right? That it's not so, unlike poor Sheldon's mother, who is doing the same thing that Charmel was doing.
I know. I'm sorry, though. I love Shelton Benjamin.
Well, you know, yeah, but see, that's not, that is, to me, you know, there again, how much comedy do you play into this? You know, and is that what you really tuned in to see?
No, it's not. Well, it helps a little bit. There, you know, I like
a little
comedy in there.
She's not going to sell you on a pay-per-view, is she?
Unless she's in it. Unless she's in the match.
No, well, I mean, don't say that too loud. Please.
If she's going to get mad and take on one of the
don't
divas.
Don't say that too loud. Please.
Shelton Benjamin's mama for the IC title.
I love, you know, and Shelton is, you know, is a hell of an athlete. I keep saying that, but he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guy really has a dry sense of humor. And here's the way, cleverly enough, the way you develop someone's promo skills is you have them do promos.
Right.
You know?
But now he's got mama talking for him now.
Well, you know what? I would think this. You know, you could pull these guys, you know, have a coach for them to work with them, you know, in the early afternoon for an hour every Monday or every Tuesday or whatever day. I don't know. But the only way you're going to develop it is do something. You know, I mean, seriously, you talk to Sheldon, he's quite laid back, but he's, you know, he has a dry wit, which comes across when he's comfortable. But then you only, again, you only get to that level by trial and error.
You got to be comfortable first.
Well, you know, and you and I were talking before we came on the air. The complexion of the business is so different now because there are so many inexperienced rookies, guys who have never worked at this level, and guys who haven't had a chance to develop their skills, or you can't say they don't have them, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, are put in, key positions. And I'm not talking about the champions, these three new champions, but I'm, you know, but a lot of guys, you know, Masters, Kennedy, Carlito, you know, on and on, and then, you know, and then there's shuffle them around once they get in there. It's tough to learn at that. And besides that, they're out on the main stage, and they're, you know, it's trial and error in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's and again, it's, well, you look at it, it's really, I don't know who you should put the blame on. It's a situation where, okay, you've let some talent go. Now they're hiring, Jamie Noble's been hired back. Charlie Haas is going back. You know, again, what do you, you know, deaths, injuries, so forth, that the roster's been depleted.
Right.
Part of the reason you just can't reach out and grab is because you could do that in the territories. You know, if you were running, you know, you had a couple guys go down in your territory, you get on the horn and you start calling around the neighboring territory and say, hey, you know, can I borrow a guy for 3 months, can, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Somebody you know that has a track record that, you know, that you can work into the storyline and fill the gap with. They don't have that situation. What's the remedies? Well, I don't know. I think expand the minor leagues or the developmental, as far as WWE is concerned, add two more camps. And then instead of these guys who created don't have anything for, instead of letting them go, rotate them in and out of these developmental territories.
Like a mini territory.
And, well, it serves several purposes. It keeps these guys sharp. It gives them a reason to earn their pay. They help develop the younger guys. They've already been to the dance. They can relate. They can help pass that on to these guys. They also help the realize that these developmental promoters aren't getting rich. I mean, you know, everybody thinks if you're under contract at WWE, you're obviously a billionaire. Well, that's not so.
Hmm.
But so drawing, you know, drawing houses is a plus. Well, these guys who have had exposure on TV, when I was in the system, I at one point I had D'Lo, I had Val Venus, I had Haku, Dreamer, Raven, Stevie Richards, who else?
quite a
bunch of guys, yeah. You know, rotate. I mean, they come in for 2 months, 3 months, 2 weeks, whatever. But they helped, you know, on our shows. Plus, it gave the kids in developmental, the guys who were being paid to learn, you know, a solid veteran talent to work with. And that's why the territories were so valuable years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were going to school every you know, plus you got a chance to work with veterans a great deal of the time. And you were working 5 or 6 nights a week.
Right. Before we get to the news, I want to let everybody know, we do know the chat room is down. All the IRC chat rooms are down right now, which means most of the wrestling shows who have chat rooms are down right now. You keep on trying, and hopefully, like last time this happened about 6 months ago, they came on in the middle of the show.
We do this every 6 months, whether we need it or not. Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Okay.
so,
hey, what's this about? We're on a new network. It's called WrestlingMediaNetwork.com, right?
WrestlingMediaNetwork.com, yes.
And if you go on that particular site, then you find not only our show, but all these other shows, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes. They have Wrestling News Live. You caught me off guard.
I usually do, Doc. And your point.
They have Wrestling News Live, Wrestle Talk Radio. They have a new show called Game Junkie Radio, which is it's called Game Junkie Radio. It's about PS2, PS3 games, Xbox and Xbox 360 games, and things like that. It's a great network. Check it out, WrestlingMediaNetwork.com.
So are those trash talk radio.
Trash Talking Radio.
Monday Night Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh yeah.
All right.
And a new show called Pillar to Post coming in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to throw out there too. EPWT, Dr. Tom, and myself are doing 3 days in Spindale, North Carolina, February 17th, 18th, 19th. There'll be a show for sure on the 17th, possibly one on the 18th, and Terry Taylor will be there helping with the camp for 3 days and also scouting for TNA. So you can get in on that. You can go to EPWT.com and get the information off the front page there for the contact, or you can email matt@yahoo.com to sign up or hook. And we usually have a good time. We'll have two rings going, and should be a good time.
Sounds good. Let's start off the news with the ratings, shall we?
Shall we?
This week's Raw did a 4.3, which is much greater than the 3.7 it did last week.
Very good, Doc. I didn't realize you were a math whiz, too.
Yes. It's much greater.
He's no, really, smart aleck. A 4.2 is greater than a 3.7.
I think this new time slot has you up too late.
Yeah, I get punchy. I do. I need an old man needs his rest.
WWE even touted this rating on their website. The Overrun, which of course was a live sex segment, did a 5.2. Which is the highest rating WWE has seen in a while.
Everybody that actually thought they were going to see live sex, please raise your hand.
you'll notice our hands aren't raised.
You know, and listen, I'm not an old prude. I honestly am very open-minded, and, you know, I saw Deep Throat. You know, and another great four-star movies of my life. But, you know, I never saw them on wrestling because I never really wanted to, honestly.
Right.
You know, strangely enough, I probably tuned in wrestling to, surprise here, drum roll, to see wrestling.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I got phone calls. Are you shocked? No, nothing shocks me anymore. You know, nothing shocks me anymore. I don't, you know, what's the value, though? I mean, that's my point. You know, to me, you know, you may have 2 hours instead of one, you know, but to me, it's about being productive. How does this move you forward? And did they get a higher rating? Yeah, sure. But I would venture to say most of these people realize what I just said. I didn't need to say.
Right.
They weren't going to see live sex, right?
Right.
But they were curious. Well, how far are they going to go?
Right.
Well, here's the big news. They're not going all the way. So, you know. But the point is, those same people. When will they come back again? For decapitation, another the return of Katie Vick. I mean, why? I mean, you get my point?
Yeah.
I don't see it as really productive, except saying, hey, our ratings jumped last week. And now I'd say our ratings jumped 3 weeks ago. Now our ratings jumped 2 months ago.
Right.
So I'm looking at it from a business standpoint.
Little foresight anymore.
You know, like I say, if I were watching Silk Stockings, on USA, which used to be on,
right,
in the time slot following Raw. Hey, that's where, you know, I'll sit. I'm a voyeur, too. What can I tell you? I'll sit and watch, too. But I just don't, you know, I think there's a time and a place, and I just don't think that was it.
Mm-hmm. Les, you're a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, I really am.
TNA did a 0.9 cable rating with a 1-point share.
Yeah.
For this week's Impact, it's a little higher than their usual 0.8, but it's the same number they've done for the last couple weeks, so it's holding steady.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw the show. I thought the six-man tag with Aries and Shelley and Strong against Styles and Daniels and who? Oh, and Saban.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good match. It's, you know, but I think that maybe they're heading in the right direction in terms of getting these guys some airtime. I just think everything's still too hurried, and at the end, when the entire roster runs in to beat the hell out of each other, I think I've seen that before. In fact,
yeah.
The week before.
And usually see it the
week before that.
Usually see it the week before every pay-per-view.
You know what? I don't need to see it.
Right.
You know, you need to weave that in there somewhere. I mean, these people in there... somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The skits. Now, here's the, my other contention. The whole skit, you know, making fun of Sting is okay, but that time could have been used to maybe interview some of these guys. Why is Alex Shelley carrying a camera when he could just set up his VCR at home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm being facetious, obviously, but you get my point,
mm-hmm.
right? To further someone's character. Who in the X Division, and you, here we go again, what, you know, who in there has got a character, really, you know? AJ, Daniels, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, and then Saban, maybe next high profile. And then, who, oh, what's his name there? And that's, who'd you call it, you know?
And then Shark Boy.
Yeah. Well, but why? Because of the mask, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't recognize him either.
He's got the built-in gimmick.
Sure. I just think they need to, you know, but of course I know I sing this song every week, but it's, I think it's true. You know, Steve Austin's, listen, Steve Williams' work in the ring was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's what helped elevate Stone Cold Steve Austin's character and personality. You know, he got over stronger, and if nothing else, you know, the real serious fans in this day and age demand a little stronger in-ring product. And I'm happy for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I, so, you know, it's the whole package is what you're shooting for.
Here's another story. I don't know if you heard this or not. Vince McMahon is reportedly unhappy with Joey Styles' performance as a Raw head commentator. McMahon reportedly gave Styles a talking to at Monday's Raw, telling him basically that he'll have to realize he's no longer calling ECW matches for the internet fans if he wants to stay on Raw long term.
Well, you know what? I really, yes, I had heard this. And having ridden that bus myself, I really don't know what they're talking about.
I don't either. I don't see it.
Although I have said to a couple people in having a discussion about since Joey has come to do Raw, is that he didn't come across to me as the same dynamic personality on Raw as he did on ECW.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and I also said I don't know what to attribute that to. Either he's holding back because he's new kid on the block, or is he being told to hold back, or is this his whoever's in his earpiece, you
mm-hmm.
know, producing it? I don't know. And when you say, you know, someone said that Paul edited him a lot because he didn't have good instincts. Now, that is something that, you know, back in the day when I was doing Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling or Southeastern Championship Wrestling or any of the ones that I helped produce and broadcast, Atlanta, you know, Georgia Championship Wrestling, whatever, you know, you were involved in the storylines, you know, and everything, so it was kind of easy for you to, and as a wrestler, to make the character flow, you know, or your job as a play-by-play commentator, basically, is to direct the fans' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what's going on up there, and you know what's coming down, you want to be sure that they're watching it, right?
Right.
So that's, and you're trying. And one of the things that JR was very good at is covering other people's mistakes, trying to make some sort of logic out of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You
seen
know,
that happen a few times.
Doc Young didn't connect with the drop kick on Les Thatcher, but Thatcher, in his haste to get out of the way, stumbled and fell.
Yeah.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to just saying, oh, I missed it. I don't know why it went down.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, I mean, no, but seriously.
It's true. It's
that
true.
That's one of the things, you know, Sully was good at that. Now, he's never taken a bump in his life either. But, JR has taken a few bumps. I shouldn't say he hasn't taken any bumps.
True.
But the point is they're not, you know, seasoned workers, you know, from actually wrestling in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was something that I've been told, you know, and of course, only time will tell. But I think Joey. Well, here's the other thing. You know, a three-man booth is tough to work. I don't care who's in it. And I think that Jerry and Joey would mesh and have a better chance of meshing if it wasn't for Coach. And I don't mean that on a personal issue. You know, they obviously have Coach wrestling on the house shows. Whatever. you know, but if you're going to use him as a character, why not use him? I mean, he has a good personality. Obviously, he bumps a little. You know, he enjoys that. Make him somebody's manager.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize him as a character, and because I that's obviously the three-man booth is tough to work, and it's just not he's not necessarily the best guy for that. That's not to say he's not going to come up smelling like roses as a manager or something, you know,
right.
Because he obviously has heat with the fans,
mm-hmm.
You know. So I don't know.
He has heat with the fans because they brought him into the storylines too much.
You know, Styles too, the whole, you know, a whole part of that ECW aura was the way Paul was the Jimmy Jones of his clan. You should know where I'm going with that?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's like he kept everybody pumped. It was us against them, you know.
Exactly.
And he psyched you, you know. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, Joey's just getting back into the groove. He hasn't, you know, or maybe that's the whole point. He hasn't gotten back in the groove. He's got to get accustomed to being edited in a different manner, obviously. You know, working with two guys he's not familiar with.
Right.
And in a whole new atmosphere. So, I mean, it's going to, we'll see. There we go again, too. It's like you bring Murdoch and Cade up as a team. They seem to gel as a team, so, hey, I got a clever idea. Let's separate them.
Mm-hmm.
Since we don't have any good heel teams, let's be sure we don't have any to develop. Let's say, I don't know. How do you judge their performance after a couple matches? You know, Rome wasn't, that's the whole point. If, mm-hmm. You know, now both those kids have been around the block. You know, hell, Murdoch spent quite a bit of time with Noah in Japan. Lance has been around, God, 3-4 years in the system, and has worked his butt off. He's a pretty good hand now, I think. But as a team, I think they had potential.
Yeah, I do too. But the story I heard is just rumor, but I heard they didn't get along with each other, and that's why they split them up.
Really? I don't know. I can't imagine why. Maybe not. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I can't imagine why not.
Yeah, it's just a rumor. I don't know.
I have worked with both guys. In training camps and at shows, and I don't know. I can't see that, but I wouldn't say it's wrong either, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, speaking of good old JR, you were talking about him earlier. WWE is planning on bringing Jim Ross back to television in some role. That's the story that's going around, and the role, however, has yet to be determined. I'd like to see him back as maybe the GM.
Okay. I'd love to see him back in the driver's seat. I mean, I really, you know,
I would too.
I don't know. There again, it's really Jim's got to make the call, mm-hmm. You know. But I don't know. A commissioner would be all right, I guess. If they continue the track record they have with JR, if they have to physically abuse him, right, throw fire at him, and you know, and beat him to death, and drag him behind stampeding horses, and all that sort of stuff. I think then, if you're the figure of authority, how much authority do you really have?
Right.
You know, it's like if on Law and Order the cops get beat up by the crooks every week, and the lawyers and the DA loses, you kind of lose interest in the show after a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's kind of the same premise, right?
Right.
You know, so again, to me, it's just amazing thing that the secret formula about this business is just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, relating to real life situations. And I don't mean necessarily playing off someone's passing or you know, misfortunes necessarily either.
Is it just me, or is Chavo Guerrero making you uncomfortable?
Well, you know, gosh. More, you know what? More to the point, is he making himself uncomfortable?
He kind of looks forced.
I don't, you know, well, I, you know, again, gosh, you know, it's kind of what the guy that signs a check wants.
Right.
I think it comes down to that. I would prefer that they just let Eddie go in peace. I mean, you know what? Even if it's a sincere attempt to keep him in people's minds, I don't think you have to do that. I think anyone that, you know, gravitated around him in terms of his wrestling persona or as a friend, he's not going to be forgotten.
No.
You know, and I don't think you have to keep waving it in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you this. When Russ Haas passed away, when Charlie came back after the holidays,
all right,
and we put the HWA heavyweight strap on him, and which was a good storyline, but it was one that we went to him and sat down with him and said, if any of this is uncomfortable for you, we will not do it. But very quickly what we did was D'Lo forfeited his spot as top contender against Easy Money, who had the strap at the time, to Charlie in our Dayton Montgomery County Fairgrounds show, and Charlie beat Easy Money for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew the building up away, you know, in lieu of Russ having passed that past December the 15th. But
right.
But again, we sat down with Charlie and talked about it, you know, to be sure that he was comfortable with nothing objectionable to his family or, you know, in any way, shape, or form. But he was using, I forget what kind of music, what the music was, and it really doesn't matter, as a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of low. It was kind of, I hate to say downer music, but I don't know how else to word it.
It's kind of slow music.
Well, you know, it's just, but yeah. And at some point then, I got word from up above that because they saw our TV every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to stop using that music. It was starting to make some people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, I think it's, you know, see, it's funny, I'm it's tough for me to grieve publicly anyway. Some people aren't, you know, everybody reacts in a different way.
Right.
You know, bless his heart, Chavo Jr. is a hell of a kid. I, you know, he's in a bad situation. You know, again, if that's what they want to happen, where does he make this kind of money otherwise? I mean, you know, it's a horrible thing to say, but, you know, that's basically it.
And it really is. And if you take away this gimmick of his now, are they going to take away his wins?
I don't know how. You know, do his children, does Vicky, his wife, do they watch wrestling? If they do, how does it? I mean, to me, that's more important, especially today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not in 5 years. You know, or maybe not in 6 months. I don't know. But right this minute, it's just, I just think it's overkill, and I don't mean that in any, you know, double meaning term, you know.
Right.
I guess I use bad phrasing of words, but I don't know what else to say. You know, just, I don't know. I think over-the-top things are just, you know, you mentioned to me, well, it's the whole, you know, live sex thing. I said, well, you know, but how often can you cry wolf? And finally, the media especially says, okay, that wolf's never going to come anyway. Oh, it's just them again.
Yeah.
You know, oh, gosh, they're doing something goofy again. You know, okay. Well, I guess you got attention, but it's probably not the kind you want.
Right.
You know, again, they have good talent there. And and you know what? The neatest thing in the world to me would be if you took some of those road agents like Malenko and Steamboat and Arn and guys like that and set them down with these riders and let them have a buddy system and just let them put some of their knowledge into these riders' heads, my God, you might have a hell of a product. You know, but, I think the biggest sin right now in the business is everybody trying to reinvent it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, if I'm going to a baseball game and they're out there tinkering with the damn game, I'm not going, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't come here to watch an experiment. I came to watch baseball.
Right.
You know, and again, surprisingly enough, most wrestling fans go to wrestling shows to see wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, it should be the cake. The other stuff's kind of the ice, you know. the glitter, and opposed to the now it's transposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll get off my soapbox.
One last item because we're running out of time. The decision to put the WWE Championship on Edge was said to have been a last-minute call. A commercial aired yesterday in Georgia promoting Triple H versus John Cena for the WWE Championship at their February 4th house show in Macon, Georgia. And this commercial was taped shortly before New Year's Revolution. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, I think therein again is part of the problem too. If they're booking on the fly, as it's called, or just, you know, booking for the moment, or, you know, booking 5 minutes ahead of time, that's kind of that's like juggling on a high wire without a net.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think they're just doing it. And these case, I think these are special cases as far as the two championships that took, that changed places.
Well, you know, I don't know what, I think if you try too hard to make everybody cheer for John Cena, they won't.
Right.
You know, here again, you've got, when I say a smarter fan, maybe not necessarily IQ smarter, but smarter to wrestle it, to the business, to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're, you know what, sometimes it's smart to pay no attention to what they're doing and go on about your business.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, here's another yardstick. If what you're doing has enough merit, if it's strong enough, if it's touching the people the way you want it to, then you don't have to struggle so hard to make them do what you want.
Right.
And if at some point you can't, then you kind of, you know, switch and make the transition very, but you do it in such a manner that it's not like you're giving in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make a compromise. I don't know. I just, you know, again, I see a lot of good in John, but I think part is some wrestling fans are, you know, I mean, I think the guys are, my girlfriend likes him, I don't like him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that goes on, you know, that's from generation to generation.
Right.
I think with people who follow actually for the in-ring merit of it, see the weakness in his game, you know. And again, that doesn't just apply to him. You know, Chris Masters, to name another. And again, this is not just, I'm not sitting here knocking. It's just, it's a trainer or coach evaluating,
mm-hmm.
you know, talent. And that's not to say they both can't be great, but they aren't.
Not right
you
now.
You know, and, but it's not like, hey, they're 20-year veterans and it's lost, man. Give it up, right?
Right.
They are never going to be great. No, they're both green in terms of that, you know. Cena's been around 4 or 5 years, which is no time at all, you know, and Masters not even, 2 years, you know?
And yeah, he came up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and what are the costumes that Paul London and my boy Spanky are wearing? Have you seen that? With the mask and I don't know, I'm not sure what the get-up is, but I'm marking my age here when I didn't catch on.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, well, they ran out and they got beat by the Shane twins.
Okay.
And Simon Dean called, wanted a tag team to come out, so they came out. And then now came the Shane twins, too. Only the Shane twins are called the Geminis, G-Y-M.
The Geminis.
Like Jim.
Right.
Like Goals Gym, Weight Gym.
Right.
Lifting Gym, yeah. That
I still don't think it's funny, but...
Well, I know, and I don't either, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you got to take a break, guys. We've got a great guest coming up tonight. Dory Funk Jr. is going to be coming on next. And, of course, we've got Kip James, a.k.a. Billy Gunn, going to be on the show tonight. Lots of good stuff on the way. Of course, do want to remind you, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, but... I was sitting in on the Sting press conference this afternoon. We are going to have the entire Sting press conference after the show tonight. We're going to play it in its entirety.
Don't you dare go away.
Right. Right now we're going to play just a little segment of the Sting conference for you. Take a commercial break. We'll be back with Dory Funk Jr. right after this, guys. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's Doc Young and Les Thatcher. He's a little bit tired, but he's here. On Wrestling Weekly. Stick around.
He's fighting it.
Yes. Stinger, how you doing? This is Doc Young from Wrestling Weekly with Les Thatcher.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to ask you, how much creative control do you think that you're going to be able to have?
Well, over what I personally do, a lot. but, you know, it's not like I'm coming in, you know, with the hardball attitude, my way or the highway, and, you know, I'm not coming in. I'm open to anything, you know, and I'm open to everyone's ideas, and it's not just me, and it won't be just me. I'm expecting people to you know, come to the plate with, which I know that they will, with ideas and good storyline, and, you know, I think that I might not, you know, be able to write a storyline that could carry out throughout a whole year, but I'm do believe that I'm pretty good at tweaking what's before me.
Excellent. Here's something that I've always wondered. Who came up with the crow gimmick?
Scott Hall. I would have to give him the credit for that. He said, you know, you should paint your face white and wear black, you know, and like black lips and, you know. So I went, yeah, you know. And so and it was a conversation with Eric Bischoff. It was just us three. We were sitting in a restaurant in a hotel we were at on the road one time, and, you know, characters were changing, and, you know, Hollywood Hogan emerged, and, you know, the NWO, and, you know, it was time for Sting to change because, you know, I was outdated. So he mentioned that, and that's where it originated, and then I just kind of started painting away.
Were you guys worried about getting sued?
Sued by who?
The makers of the movie?
No. No. Uh-huh.
I have one last question for you. Do you sometimes feel like your pigeonholed is morally superior due to your beliefs?
Morally superior? You mean like a holier-than-thou person?
Yeah, by other people.
I hope not, because one thing that I have not done is I have not come, like when I gave my life to the Lord in August of 98, and I wrestled all the way through until the very end with Ric Flair on that last match. And I never came with, you know, the Bible open and, you know, started preaching to the guys. I didn't do that. I just let, you know, my example be my testimony. And, you know, in the beginning, a lot of the guys were a little, it was uncomfortable and awkward, and, you know, some of them even thought that I was involved in some kind of religious cult or something, you know. But after a while, they figured out that, you know, he's just a guy who is cleaning up his life, and he's straightening out. He no longer, you know, does this or this, but you know what? He still goes into the gym and he works out. He still goes and he goes out every night and he performs. He does his interviews. He shows up and he does his job, you know. And you know, I was a designated driver too, so I was liked, you know. And after a while, it was like, you know, let's. I was Father Sting, you know. They would, you know, kind of joke around, but they accepted me. They all accepted me in the end, and realized that I'm the same guy.
Yeah, excellent, Sting. I want to wish you luck. It's going to be a great ride.
Thank you.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trade Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it.
We'll be right back.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Right now on the line, Dory Funk Jr. I want to introduce him and want to thank you for being on the show.
Hey, I want you guys to know how happy I am to be on your show.
Thank
and,
you.
I've known Les for a long time, and he's a good friend, and I'm real looking forward to getting to know you too, Doc.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I don't know, Dory, if you will or not. He's kind of a con artist.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I've been on your website and I've already read about you. And incidentally, you too, Les, in the race car incident as a kid. But it's my pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you very much. So how you been? You went to TNA just not too long ago backstage.
Yes, I did. And watched the show and enjoyed it very much. And think that they're doing quite a job. You know, professional wrestling is competitive, and they're doing a good job of it right now.
They got some good young athletes down there, don't they, Dory?
They really do. Naturally, the first one that's going to come to mind is AJ Styles. Jeff Jarrett is doing a very good job for him.
Have you had a chance?
Fallen Angel does a nice job for him.
Yeah, Chris Daniels. Have you seen Samoa Joe?
Yes, I have, and I met him down there for the first time, and I had a chance to speak with him. He's a real affable person and doing a great job for him. Reminds me some of the work of Ken Curtis Iaquea a long time ago.
Yeah, he's kind of a throwback, isn't he?
He's got what we call that natural instinct in the ring. And you don't see that too often. The great Dick Murdoch had that type of an attitude in the ring, and he's relaxed, completely at home in the ring, doesn't seem to be under pressure, and does a great job. I really think a lot of him.
Don't you think, this is something that we've kicked around many, many times, but don't you think that today that so much of this is so scripted and so tightly controlled that a lot of the guys who have the natural instinct to be creative are being held back?
You know, it could be, but there are some people that I have a lot of respect for that do a good job that have that freedom. And the first one I'm going to mention is Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
He evidently in his work, as you watch him, he has that freedom to be creative on his own. That's something that it's hard to earn. And a wrestler's got to earn that from the promoter. Ric Flair is another one. Those guys are great. They're established. And they have some creative. Triple H also. They have some, and Jarrett, they have some freedom to be creative as they do their work. And I think I see that somewhat in Samoa Joe. It's something that is... In this time, very hard to come by, or very hard to earn that freedom. In the days of the territories, every territory had multiple people that, as we would say, were really great workers and could feel the timing necessary for a great match. we're looking at two separate things. There's the great wrestling matches that a Bret Hart or a Triple H would perform, and there's also a television situation where television time is so extremely valuable and expensive, and they need it to be productive. So there is a place for the, as you might call it, scripted, know what you're going to do ahead of time and get in there and get it done and get in and get out within a 5-minute period or a 4-minute period. That's a part of it today.
I'm not so objectionable to because of the time restraints to the match thing, but I think a lot of these guys, especially with promos, they don't get a chance. Back in our day, it was pretty much catch-as-catch-can, but
sure.
But then the guys developed their own style, or didn't, for that matter.
Yeah, they did. They did or they didn't, and the ones that could talk and could sell themselves and sell tickets for the promoters were the ones that, moved ahead.
Right.
They were up to their own creativity, where I guess in the modern world today of professional wrestling, somebody's going to tell you what they need to have said and how they want it done, and you've got to be able to go out there and get it done. It's still the bottom line is who can deliver either tickets or marketing products to the company that they're working for. There are fewer companies, they are bigger companies, and they demand more. They demand more out of the time that they have of a wrestler. And since there are so few companies and so many wrestlers, they've got to get in, get what they're going to do, and move out, give room for the next guy.
If your dad and Eddie Graham were around today and you picked up the phone call and said, "Dad, Eddie, I got a hell of an idea. We're going to advertise live sex for TV tomorrow night. What do you think?"
I think my father might have said great. I think Eddie Graham might have said the same thing.
Dad and Eddie were ahead of their time. So
now I will tell you what they did. They went back to the days that I was in eighth grade English, and my English teacher was Mrs. Sims, and she said that every story has got to have a beginning that will create interest. It's got the storyline has to go all the way through the story, and it's got to finish with a climax.
Right.
Well, then we learned something.
It seems like that's what they were trying to do.
Exactly.
literally, right? I mean, in the literal sense. My God, that's.
You're dead in the bed.
But I got to say that Ric Flair was certainly played himself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's
typecasting and the worst to the worst.
Just a little bit.
But it's all fun. Professional wrestling is fun, and gee, those guys at TNA and WWE. They have some great athletic performers.
Oh yeah, they sure do.
And they work very hard to accomplish what they need to for their respective companies.
You know, we were talking before you came on. I said in recent months they've had because of injuries and guys leaving the company or retiring, whatever.
Sure.
Moving on to other things, they're having more green guys put in key positions that you're not sure, they'll deal with, hold up under the stress, or that they can deliver at that level because they're relatively new.
Sure.
And I said that's where the territories came into play because, you tried back then, you guys tried somebody and you saw he wasn't ready, you could send him to Florida to develop a little bit and bring him back in later.
Or you pick up the phone and call Eddie Graham and say, this guy needs some experience.
Sure, exactly.
And it was done.
I think they should expand the developmental system and add a couple more camps on top of the two they got.
Definitely, I think so. I think it would be a good idea.
Dory, I want to ask you a question. you were NWA World Champion for 4 years. This was this was back when the NWA Championship really, really, really meant something. Can you compare?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead. I'm going to listen, but I may have a comment on that. Go ahead.
Okay, can you compare what it's like being NWA champion back then to what it's like being a champion now?
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous honor in 1969 through 73, and I think it is a tremendous honor to be NWA World Champion at the present.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still something that goes with that title, NWA World Champion. I know that the line of new champions is not absolutely clear all the way. But in thinking about this same subject, I was just looking. The line of succession wasn't exactly clear from Frank Gotch in 1905 to myself in 1969. There were some disqualifications and some reorganizations of the NWA.
Right, there's some
that
breaks.
Existed there.
There's some breaks in the lineage around the 20s.
Sure, there were breaks in the lineage, and there's breaks in the lineage coming down through WCW and into NWA TNA,
mm-hmm.
as it is now. But to be there, NWA World Champion, whether it's Jarrett or Rhino or Killings or whoever it is, to be there in that position means that you have accomplished a whole lot. I think that's important, and I think it carries the NWA World Championship carries importance that's intrinsic that goes with that belt. And I think it meant an awful lot to me. There were people before me that did so much to give it credibility, so mm-hmm. that the credibility factor was there when I got it. And I think to a great extent the same is true right now. Whoever is in that position, I think it's a tremendous honor. And, I would give anything to be in that position right now. And I don't think there's, I think it carries great importance even today.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to the chat room. Eric has a question. He says, hi, Dory. I'm a big fan of yours. He says he's a big fan of yours, and he was wondering what it was like to be the champ back then. What does it entail, exactly, the duties that you have as a champion for your promotion?
It entailed doing, at that time, it entailed doing exactly what I love. It entailed going into the ring and performing for the fans. And many occasions for a solid hour. Wrestling is all about performance in the ring. That is the most happiest time that a professional wrestler can have. That's where you enjoy yourself the most. Another part of it is the camaraderie between the wrestlers in each territory that I had the opportunity to meet, because we were traveling from territory to territory, and there were 30 territories that the NWA champion worked. And I was able to meet promoters and wrestlers that were lifelong friends, such as Les Thatcher, from the entire business around the world and across many different companies. The time in the ring was absolute pleasure. And I look at professional wrestling some ways maybe differently than a lot of people. I think it's the finest aerobic workout that you can have, that you can participate in. And there is nothing like performing, whether it's in front of 150 people or tens of thousands and huge TV audiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thrill to be in the ring, and when you get the reaction out of the fans, it's a real lift. And that was the wonderful part of it. The traveling, and I got to say this too, it wasn't that bad. I had a I was known for not missing shots, so I had the privilege of showing up, as they do all the time, in the middle of the show, because they knew I was always going to be there. So I was able to adapt to the travel pretty well, too.
Excellent. You own and operate the Funking Conservatory in, is it called Osala?
Ocala. Ocala,
okay.
Florida.
In Ocala, sure. Florida.
We're right in the center of the state. This is horse country.
Could you tell us about your dojo?
Yeah, we have three things that we like to stress, and I think the first one's probably pretty important, and I'm sure Les will agree, is safety.
Yep.
In the ring, we don't want to get our kids hurt, and we don't want them getting hurt. As professional wrestlers, we work concentrate very heavily on television, because there are many promoters out there that will, and wrestlers, that will say 50% of what makes a good worker is what he does on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to in-ring performance, and we do try to keep it safe, and we try to have, we are not restrictive by any means, because the athletes that are able to do the spectacular, we encourage that creativity with support and with advance notice. And then if they're not able to do backflips off the top rope without getting hurt, we certainly don't allow it.
Right.
But there is a thing about performing in a wrestling school that the students, in the desire to succeed and want to become a professional wrestler, they will sometimes go beyond their abilities. So we always try to be real careful on the safety issue.
Now you
we learn that through experience, too.
You trained Kurt Angle. How proud are you today?
Well, we trained Edge, too.
Yes. And
so
Seth.
We've got two world champions in the last...
Absolutely. How proud are you of that?
Well, we're proud of Lita, too. She trained here at the Funking Conservatory and has done a terrific job. We do have some, and we also trained Mickey James, but we have some photos of Lita and Mickey James on our on the front of our website,
mm-hmm,
that are quite interesting. And they're beautiful. When they were here, Marty is. She's our photographer and videographer,
mm-hmm,
and she shot some beautiful work on both of those girls, and
yes,
it's up on our website now.
Good-looking girls, good-looking. question
if you have a chance, take a look at them.
I will. What's the...
They've doubled our traffic today.
Excellent. What's the website?
www.dory-funk.com.
Dory-funk.com.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They're right on the front of the page.
Rave and I have a question, speaking of trainees, and she wants to know, who's your most memorable trainee?
Well, you know, it's got to be Kurt Angle, was the best athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Lita, we've been extremely proud of. Mickey James was somewhat of a surprise, and we were very happy with what she has done. And, Christian has done a terrific job, and Rhino, they're over with TNA, and Christopher Daniels, and Chris Sabin, and just a lot of them. Every time that we see them on television, we're very proud of their accomplishments.
Finkus in the chat room has a question. He wants to know, what's the most significant moment of your wrestling career?
It has to be winning the NWA World Championship February 11, 1969. It changed my life, and there's still not a day that goes by that somebody doesn't mention it.
Yeah.
And that's I lost that title in 1973, so that's, 36 years ago? I don't know what it is. I can't, but still, It is, it was the enigma of the NWA World Championship, and that stayed with me. Well, it marked my life. It doesn't go away. And,
does it feel like 36 years? Because Terry said.
Is it that many? Maybe it's not that many. Maybe it's.
Your brother said
he was
in his,
a young champion. He was 10 years old.
Yeah.
When he won the belt.
Your brother said in his book that it was kind of quite a grind to be NWA champion at the time.
Yeah, and you know, it depends on what you call a grind.
With the traveling and the appearances and things like that.
It's a double story. It is tough on family life.
Mm-hmm.
It was very tough, and I did go through a divorce some years later. But the physical part, the traveling part, come on, if you're traveling everywhere first class and staying in a nice hotel, showing up at the arena at 9 o'clock and doing what you love doing, that is an absolute high. And being honest, and what my brother may have been talking about, yes, it is hard on family life because or in that situation, it was a thing of traveling every day for 4 weeks in a row, coming home for a week off. But the week off, I wound up with my father and my brother booking me in Amarillo and taking their time off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult, very difficult. And I... But at the same time, there were things that were available to my family, too, that would have not been available had that not been there.
Didn't Sam call every once in a while on those weeks and say, Dory, boy, we
should... Oh, yes, he would, call
him. We should be a favor, right?
Oh, Eddie Graham, too. probably the maddest every Eddie Graham ever got. Because, I did take a Christmas off one time.
Yeah.
And... yes, there. It wasn't the travel grind or being in the ring with people like Harley Race and Johnny Valentine and Wahoo McDaniel and Inoki from Japan. That was all a thrill, every moment of it. Traveling those places was, meeting people was. It was stressful on my family, yes.
I'm jumping around in your history, but Brad Dykens in the chat room wants to know, why did Vince McMahon rename you Hoss Funk in 1986?
Well, you know, I could only guess. Most likely it had something to do with marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been his reason. That is something that's lived with me forever that I really didn't mind. I had a football coach who called me Hoss in high school. Hoss Cartwright was very famous. And if they were going to do some marketing or branding, I didn't have any objection to that. It seems like, to some extent, the fans may have. And they may be justified, too.
Excellent. Terry, I'm sorry. Do you get that much, Dory?
Yes. Yes, and if they come up to me and they say, hello, Terry, would you sign my autograph? I sign it, Terry Funk.
You'll have to excuse me for that, Dory.
How you keep them separated, Doc, is Dory is a sane one, Terry's the crazy.
Dory, we're running out of time.
You're going to get in trouble, Lex.
Yeah. We're running out of time, but I want to.
Hey, enjoyed it very much,
show.
You guys. Yeah, enjoyed cool. It very much.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Plug your website again and contact information for the school.
Contact information is just go to our website at dory-funk.com. Go to Yahoo and just type in my name. It'll come up. I can't give you the email or the phone number. It's email's difficult. It's a Japanese spelling of my name.
Wow. It's on the website.
It's on the website. That'll be easier because the other is our website is our contact. That's easiest.
All right. Well, we appreciate having you on the show. Boy, it just seems like the interviews go so fast. We have to have you on again soon.
Thank you very much, and I enjoyed doing the show with you guys.
Enjoyed it. Give Marty my best, and take care of yourself, Duncan. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Les.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dory Funk Jr. here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. We've got Kip James coming up. Of course, after the show, the entire Sting conference from this afternoon in its entirety.
We have another pay-per-view coming up, too, that we have to... And then you got the results from the last one.
I do have the results. Let's get to that right now.
Well, okay. You're the boss.
Let's see.
Okay.
Got my paper out.
I'm waiting. I see.
The first match was Kurt Angle versus John Cena. The last match, excuse me, the main event was Kurt Angle, John Cena, Shawn Michaels, Kane. All them guys in the Elimination Chamber. It's an Elimination Chamber match.
Cast the foul. Right.
We both picked Angle, because we said it was Angle's time to shine, and we were half right. It was his time to shine with another belt.
Yeah, exactly.
So no points for that one.
Okay.
Triple H versus The Big Show. You went with Big Show. I went with Triple H, the favorite, of course, and I got the point.
Okay. Go ahead.
Ric Flair versus Edge. We both went with Ric Flair, and he won. So that puts me up one. Helms and Jerry Lawler was pretty easy to call for us. We both picked Lawler, and we both got that one right. Victoria is the choice that we made for the Braun Panties Gauntlet match. Both of us picked Victoria.
And you really don't care who won.
No. The winner was Ashley. I think we're all winners in the end.
You're just mad because they didn't do the replay 47 times.
And Trish versus Mickey. You went with Trish less, and I went with the underdog Mickey, and you got that one.
All right. Then we're back even Steven again,
so
right?
We're even Steven on the pay-per-view, 3-3. There was another match, Shelton versus Viscera, that they
versus
didn't...
Versus your mama.
Yeah, versus Shelton and his mama versus Viscera. We didn't get to call that one because it wasn't announced.
Okay.
So we tied on the pay-per-view 3-3.
All right, now, we got another one coming up, right?
We got one coming up. It's TNA Final Resolution pay-per-view. And I know this isn't the complete card. They'll probably have the complete card come out this Saturday night if they add any matches to this. But we will go with what they have right now. It's Raven versus an opponent of Larry Zbyszko's choosing.
Uh-huh.
If Raven wins, he gets a world title shot. If Raven loses, he's gone from TNA.
What are the rumors of who this might be?
I don't even know. I haven't heard any rumors of who it might be or anything.
Okay.
But I'm...
So how do we... I figure Raven's got to win to get his title shot.
Yeah, Raven's got to win because I don't see him leaving TNA.
No.
So we're going to... I'm writing these down.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with Raven.
We'll go with Raven on this.
And
a mystery opponent, which...
Yeah.
So what do we know? Go ahead.
Versus question mark.
Right.
The Man-Beast, Rhino, taking on the Monster Abyss with James Mitchell.
Monsters and Man-Beasts. Sounds
yes.
like Jurassic Park.
Sounds like Brokeback Mountain.
Wow. You know what? I don't know. This is a hard one to pick.
It really is because they're both... You know, they're both on a good course right now.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this. Maybe I could say double DQ. I don't know. I really don't know where to go with this. Let's say... Wow.
Well, while you're thinking, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go with Abyss on this one. And the reason is because Abyss lost on the last pay-per-view.
Okay.
In that awesome match with Sabu, the barbed wire match.
Okay. That's sound logic.
That's a good enough reasoning for me.
Okay. Then I'll go with Abyss as well.
Okay. The phenomenal AJ Styles taking on the New Japan's Tanahashi.
All right. Well, I assume since it's Styles' house, Styles will end up. Double DQ, with his hand up, if there, or, whatever, any other kind of decision would be, like a double count out, double DQ,
right.
A draw. How long, is there a time limit on this thing?
There's no time limit.
Okay.
So.
I assume they're going to work with Japan again, but, if this is a one-shot deal, then I can't see anybody but Styles going over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Styles also.
Okay.
All right. America's Most Wanted versus Team 3D for the NWA World Tag Team titles.
All right. Wow. I think America's Most Wanted has to steal it some way.
Yeah, probably a beer bottle to the back of the head or something.
But get rid of the beer bottle, man. That's, no.
It's all so outdated.
Get rid of the sugar bottle. I'm hip.
It's candy.
Yeah, well, you know, and then they point at, say, see it's laying in the ring. It is, but that's not glass. And you can tell it's not. No, you know, it's like, you know what, and again, I'm not saying that, I'm not asking you to do a throwback to the old days, but, you know, my God, you're able to, if you can't get heat without the because the props give themselves away, I just, you know, I think it's, you know, it just weakens the product,
yeah.
Honestly. You know, but, hey, Dennis Miller said, hey, that's my opinion, but what do I know?
I am going to, we've been agreeing too much tonight. I'm going to go with Team 3D.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the underdogs.
No, I'm not saying they won't get the straps, but I'm just thinking it's a little early in the game. I don't know.
I do, too, but I got a feeling that it's Team 3D's time.
Okay.
Have you seen Brother Devon lately? He's looking buff.
He's big.
He is huge. I didn't even notice until last week how big he's gotten.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe versus the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, for the X Division Championship.
I say Joe.
You say Joe?
Mm-hmm. And unless Daniel wins it on a DQ.
Okay.
It's a title match, right?
It is a title match.
And I say Joe unless Daniels wins it on the queue.
I'm going to go with Samoa Joe also. Sting and Christian Cage versus Jeff Jarrett and Monty Brown is the main event.
Well, I think that the Eagles kind of have to win this one.
I thought you were going to go with Sting and Christian, but I agree with you. I think that the heels have to go over on this one to keep it going.
Well, here again, you can't you can't read the minds of the people on this writing committee or creative committee or whatever kind of committee. I don't know. I mean, there's two schools of thought there. I think, you get Sting pins Jarrett, but it's a tag match.
Right.
So don't, you know, Jarrett downplays and Sting pushes the point, and now that I get a title shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got to get Raven in first. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. Sting's not getting pinned.
No, well, I don't know. I have no delusions of that. But, but you see, so you can go either way with it, you know,
yeah.
or get the heels over. And set, you know, but I think this will have to. This is going to break off into singles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
So, but see, here's the other thing. I don't know, and I don't mean this as disrespectful to anybody. I don't know how much mileage is in Double J and Sting. You know, I don't know how many times those guys can work and make it meaningful.
I don't either. But Sting was at the talking on the conference call today. Which you'll hear after the show in its entirety, by the way. But he was talking about other programs that he'd like to work, and he said he'd like to work with some of the big guys after this is all over. So I don't know how much time Jeff Jarrett and Sting's going to take up out of his contract.
Terry Taylor said he was coming in with the right attitude, and I hope that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do, you know. But maybe it's horrible to say, but you know, I think anybody that looks at this with a realistic view over the last number of years realizes a lot of times guys come out of retirement and they phone it in.
Yeah.
You know, they don't give.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the money and run, as they say. And I think that's just bad. You know, I mean, if you need the money, work for it. If you don't need it, but work for it. You know, give them their money's worth anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I hope he is that way. But again, I don't know. It'll be worth seeing. Like I say, I think Joe's a guy they need to build around. And Styles may be getting a little heat already, at least from the building crowd, because I understand they gave him Mr. TNA again. And the crowd got upset. Started chanting, Joe got screwed, and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So, you know. But... But then again, you know, you just can't switch every time the people decide that they, you know. I Joe ended up being a strong baby face, but I think give him his run as a heel and you know, and make let the switch come gradually.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. That's going to about do it for that. Don't forget to check out TNA's Final Resolution pay-per-view, January 15th on pay-per-view.
Very good.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, our featured guest, Kip James, Billy Gunn, a.k.a. He's going to be on the show with us.
Careful what name you use, you get sued.
Exactly.
You know, a battery of lawyers down on us in the morning.
Said, formerly known as Billy Gunn.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me put it that way. don't want to call from
right.
You know, somebody tomorrow. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Kip James coming up when we come back. And also, don't forget, after the show, the Sting conference call in its entirety. This is over an hour long, so, I mean, settle in. We're going to play the entire Sting conference call for you.
Get an adult beverage and sit back, is that it?
Exactly. Coming right up on Wrestling Weekly. We'll be back at the other side of this.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out a brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, and so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
Edward,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total nonstop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
The tenant in apartment A is brushing with Brand X toothpaste, which is designed to better help whiten teeth and remove tartar buildup, while the tenant in apartment B
is brushing with Gamma Fresh. Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste, now with radioactive mutagen. It's the only toothpaste designed to turn you into a giant gelatinous blob with powerful laser beam vision. 4 out of 5 mad scientists agree you'll be an unstoppable killing machine with healthier teeth and gums if you use Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste.
Oh my God, it's destroying the city!
Looks like someone's been brushing with Gamma Fresh. Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste, another fine product of Scumco.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher, back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, our featured guest from TNA is Kip James. Kip, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks. It's glad to be here, but I'd really like it if you're a little bit more enthusiastic when you introduce me, though.
I can't.
Well, that yell is just, you know, it's, hey, and on the line, we got... No, what's happening, fellas?
Doing pretty good.
You know, hey, I had to write it down on paper in front of me to be sure I remembered not to call you by that other name. It might get us all sued and everything.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. Because God knows that he's, you know, not interested in anything anybody else does, but for one second do anything that, you know, impedes on his little company, and he'll, you know, jumps all over you.
You obviously are having a laid-back time. You're reunited with Gail's little boy, Brian.
Yeah.
Beat to the jizzle.
Yes. BJ.
Yeah, that's a great. You know, seriously, that's you've been around the family. That's a great family. I've known him well since before Brian was born. Since '66, Bob and I started working together.
Right.
And
yeah.
They're just such great people.
And they are. And Bob just came and just did some stuff with us at TNA to kind of help this angle out a little bit with the whole family and stuff. But I mean, and it's not towards just me, but it's towards everybody. He's just a likable guy. He's just, you know, you can't help but like him. He's just so nice to everybody, you know. And I don't think people realize how long he really has been in the business and what he's done for the business. You know, I don't think it's just cause for what he's done.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the other side of him, Kippy? Have you ever seen him lose his temper?
No, and I don't want to. No, and I don't want to, because I know they're all bad. They're all great, but if you talk about one of them, just go ahead and dig a hole because you're going to be buried in it. You know, that's easy. But, yeah, no, and I've heard stories, and that's good for me.
Yeah.
And that's all I need.
But if you throw a snake at him, he'll go nuts. I'll tell you a quick story. I didn't know this. I came into Macon TV. This is, I'm trying to think. It must have been 73, 74. Anyway, I came into Macon TV, and They said, you want to have some fun with arms? And I said, why? And he said, put, I have a sport coat on. He said, put this under your coat when you walk in the baby face dressing room. He said, just pitch it to him. So I said, okay. So making TV the baby face dressing room was basically a double XL closet, you know, to start with. And I stepped inside, and Bob was clear at the back of the room. And I said, hey, Pep. He said, what? I said, here, somebody sent this to you. And I pitched. He come up swinging chops. I thought he was going to run over the top of me to get his ass out the door.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they're great people. They're great people. He and I had some great. And those kids, they're like family, too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and they're all good, and they're all talented, you know.
You know, I know you've done a bunch of interviews since you left WWE, and they talk about a lot of things. But the one thing that I wanted to bring up is you are, as we're talking about families, you're a family man, and the one thing that this change gives you, if nothing else, is more time with your family, right?
Yeah, and it does, and it's so good, because, I mean, I just got engaged Christmas, so, and she's, you know, really glad that I'm home all the time now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. But you don't realize how tough it is. Actually, it's actually tougher being a dad now than it was when I was wrestling. I always thought, you know, how hard can it be? I mean, you're home. You're home all the time. You got the kids. All you do is take them to school. And I'm like, since I've been, you know, away from New York, I call it New York. It's WWE, but I call it New York. I do everything with them now. I mean, take them to school, pick them up, basketball, football, everything. They wear me out. I'm like wanting to call New York and get a job back so I can get out of here. I mean, they grow up so fast. I mean, my oldest one is 14. He's in high school now, and my youngest one is fifth grade, and they're doing all this stuff, and I'm going, where was I when you guys learned how to do all this? You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, and I mean, I love it because I get to, you know, there's all kinds. I get to go to school functions. I get to watch them practice, play. I mean, me and my little one have been to, my oldest one plays basketball for the high school team. And I mean, they have, you know, basketball games every day. You know, they practice once and play games every day. And we've been to a game every day, like last week and this week. And it's a lot of fun, you know, and I really missed out on that. And I, you know, that's one thing I wish I could change, you know, because a friend of mine that doesn't really know the business, he asked me the other day, he goes, what would you change if you could change anything about it? And I go, not do as many dates as they had me do, so I could be home and, you know, and have actually a family life and figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. Instead, at the end of my career, go, Jesus, this is, you know, it makes you appreciate my girlfriend and stuff, what she does. And it's like, goodness gracious, man. I don't know how you put up with me being gone like that. I'm like, God.
Almost like normal folks, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I come home, I cook dinner once in a while. I mean, I'm not saying I do it all the time, but she, like, starts it, and I, like, try to finish it. So it's like, I mean, we eat dinner and stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is great. Wow, this is cool.
This is in Florida, right?
Yeah, in Orlando, yeah.
Okay, so you're what, a half hour, 15 minutes from your home?
Exactly, yeah. TNA, where we do the tape at Universal, is 15 minutes behind my house. It's, like, right back behind my house, so...
How lucky for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
That's excellent. I want to ask you about, now that you're all comfortable, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the video that's been going around. Did you expect that to make, you know, such the way that it did for everyone to see that?
Yeah, I was hoping they would. Mm-hmm. And I hope one other person saw it too. You know what, it's nothing that I didn't do on my first, I mean, they did one when I got released from New York. I did one the same way on that one. But they wanted me and Brian to do one together, and I mean, just, it's just a bad subject with me, and when you mention his name, it just mm-hmm. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the funny thing was, they did that clip and they thought it was funny, so they put it on everything. And I went to TV's last Tuesday but the week before TV's at TNA, and I was walking up there, and everybody, I mean, there must have been like 10 people just looking at me, just smiling and laughing. I'm going, I said, something's up because I know y'all are not that happy to see me because nobody's ever that happy to see me. So I'm like, what is, and they just looked at me and they go, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I'm going, okay, when did I do my comedy act that you actually saw it? And everybody was just laughing. They said that was the greatest thing. And I said, well, it was only the truth, sorry. That's all it was.
It's a shame, and, you know, that stuff like that has to happen.
And you know what, Les, it is, too, because it's just like, you know, it's just like what it is. It's the guy's talented. He can work. I mean, and there's no need to do the things that he's done and what he's done to get to the spot that he's at. Because I've never denied that. I've never denied that he's not good and talented. It's just, you know, bad things happen to bad people. When you talk bad about people, it always comes back around. I mean, it'll get you. it'll get you. And I just heard the other day that Stephanie were having a kid or something. But, you know, it's not that I have anything to do with it, but he's just not a good person. And being as you've already warned me that this is a good show, that's where I'll leave it. When he talked the other day, I didn't know see all that. I said, no, I'm not like that.
What bothers me is having been a worker myself, is like we were talking early part of the show that Dave Bautista, you know, tore the tricep now, and from the story is that he wanted to work through that too. And they actually decide, no, you're going to have to take time off. But, it's such a shame that you have to put your body in that position because there's no certainties, no security.
And that's true, too. I mean, they got to look at, it's just like, you know, I tried to tell them this a bunch when I was up there, is they've got so many people under contract. Why are you paying them if you're not going to stick them on TV? At least do something to where these guys can take, you know, some of these house shows off, but I mean, once they stick them in that spot, they run them and run them and run them and run them. I mean, yeah, you probably can't, you know, you can take some of the guys that are kind of wore down and almost, to me, it seems like you can, you know, interchange them, you know, let some of them take off a little while, you know, either that or just run them week to week or every other week or something, at least give a little time to heal up, but just the stuff they put you through is just crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't think people realize how extensive the travel is on you and how hard it is on you.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think they have a clue. But, you know, I even thought when I had the developmental deal here, I was lucky enough to get some guys that weren't being used. Val Venus, Raven, Dreamer, guys.
Right.
You know, even if you don't have something for the guy up there, put him in one of the developmental camps. He can he can keep his timing, stay in shape, and help train the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it helps those small promotions draw a little bit too. But you're still only working once a week, you know, in the immediate vicinity where you're staying. And some of those guys that were coming in here, they'd stay 2 weeks and go home a week.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And and of course the pressure wasn't there either, and the grind wasn't the same. But you know, you're earning your paycheck, but you're still getting a break at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And they just have so many people. I don't even know what they do with them all. You know, they have them all in those new camps. I guess they got one in Atlanta now, and the one that they still had in Louisville, and this, that, and the other. But it's just to me, they just got too many. Too many, and they don't, and they're not using them. I guess, you know, half the time I'm thinking they're just getting them up so nobody else can use them anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, and then they bring the kids up and aren't ready.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Doug Basham, who can work his butt off, is sitting down in Louisville. And
exactly.
Guys who are still trying to figure out how to get in and out of the ring are being pushed. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, and it doesn't. And I don't even, you know, and anybody that's ever been up there, like, you know, Les, I mean, do they even know what's going on up there? I mean, to me, it's all about the money. I mean, it's how much money you can make and you know, in a short period of time. And then as soon as you're used up, you're out. You're gone. You know, and I know that, you know, I had such a good run up there is because I was never into that being a big star. I wanted a job and I liked what I did. So it was not a, you know, I always look at it like Vince pays me, and I have a boss that tells me what to do. But those guys up there, they get a little bit of push or something, and they have to do a job, they have to do something with somebody, and they don't want to do it. They'll complain and whine and cry, and I think that's what hurts this business too a lot. It's just, you know, do your job. I promise you, when I worked up there, it didn't matter if I won or lose because they're going to talk about me anyway. They're going to forget who won or lose anyway. They're just going to go, dang, you see, Billy got that kid James guy, he pulled his pants down. How funny was that? You know, but they just get such huge egos up there that just kills everything.
Yeah. Is there anybody else over there? We talk about the one with the triple letter for a name. Now, I'm not going to mention. but you talked about him on that DVD or the shoot interview. But is there anybody else that you really didn't get along with up there?
No, not to that extent, and not really to any extent like that. I mean, because he was just always the one that had a little bit of stroke, so, you know, he would always, you know, it was always behind my back kind of things. And he's the only one I ever found out about that actually said stuff about me that held me from doing the run with Austin and keeping my run with Rock going and running for the world title with him. And you know, and it's not just that I'm shooting that off the hip. It's just, I know for a fact it was him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guy had heard, somebody that heard it straight from his mouth that told me. So, I mean, and it's like, what, you know, people say, well, why didn't you do something when you were up there? Well, it's because I couldn't, because I'm not losing my job just to punch him in the mouth. I'm not the brightest guy in the box, but I at least know that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I pretty much got along with everybody, you know, to an extent that somebody wanted to actually talk to me. It was just him because we had to do so much together for so long, you know, not for so long, but had to do so many things together, doing the DX stuff and all that.
That must have been a fun part of your career, wasn't it?
DX.
Oh, the best. I mean, just me and Brian being together was fun. I could care less if they'd have stuck us in that DX deal. Just that, but that just went along. That's what helped, you know, the New Age Outlaws anyway, was kind of, not help, but it kind of was, if it was, you know, could we have made it separately? Yeah, but would it have been as big? Maybe not, because it was all such a good mix at the time that it just worked. Because, you know, nobody had any cares like that. Nobody, you know, we were having so much fun and able to do whatever we wanted to do and go out there and just entertain and do silly things that, you know, there was no huge agenda on anybody's mind. But it was just wanting to be fun. Have fun.
The spontaneity of it is what made it fresh and good, too, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you say, there was a chemistry and you guys played off each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the Armstrong family or the James family, whatever. You know, I used to always tell Brian's brothers when he was like 11, 12, I said, you know what, this guy's going to grow up to be the banker and handle all you idiots' money who are out there taking bumps. And he ends up being the wildest one of the whole damn
Right. Right. Yeah.
I have a question from the chat room. Finkus wants to know, who has been your most memorable person to work with in your career?
Everybody has their special thing. I mean, when I did the singles, because I was in so many tags all the time, that, you know, the one person I loved working with was Brian. I mean, I don't care what we did. Anytime I was with him was good for me, you know. But work-wise, probably Rock, because once I got to him, he was already getting good. He was good by then. You know, not that he wasn't when he got there, but he was, I don't know, what word am I looking for? Like seasoned or something. So by the time I got to him, plus he was so over. When you work guys that are that over, everything you do just seems to intensify. You know, you're not working, not that you're not working that hard, but everything that you do with him is so much easier. And it was fun to work with him. But, and also the Samoans, when Junior and Sam were together, holy cow. Mm-hmm. Those are two guys that are just, you look at them and you go, geez, they're fat and big, but those guys move like cats. And I mean, there's something in that Samoan water somewhere, because every single Samoan I know can work. I mean, when Junior and Sam are together with Appa, like Junior got bit by a spider or something, so they used Appa in there. And I was, you know, this, we've never really seen Appa work, but of course we knew of his reputation and stuff. We worked him, and it was like, where's this old guy getting this from? I didn't dare call him an old guy, but it was like, he was phenomenal. He was absolutely phenomenal. But anytime you work, Sam, I think Sam was a little better than Junior, and those two guys were, unbelievable to work with, because they could take guys that are, you know, they could take somebody off the street, never seen wrestling, and make them look like $1 million bucks. That's how good they are.
Mm-hmm. Raven Eye wants to know, what's your relationship like with Sean Waltman and Joni?
I have no relationship with Joni. And my relationship with Sean is, when I see him, I say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sean to death, but he is just in his own world, and I'm not in that kind of mix. You know, and Joni, I don't, you know, Brian told me he saw her one time, she didn't even know who he was, so I got no use for that either. So, I mean, when I heard that, I went, you've got to be kidding me. She literally came up to Brian, looked at him, and says, I don't think I know you, what's your name? He just turned around and went, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I have no use for that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the other thing is. I don't know.
FTCWF says, do you still stay in touch with Chuck Palumbo?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I talk to Chuck maybe probably once a month or whenever, you know, he has time, he calls. I try to get him booked on some stuff, and then he calls and lets me know how Japan's going and stuff. So, yeah, I talk to him all the time.
You made that run to Italy here recently, in the last few months, haven't you?
When they first started, when Junior and them first started, I went over there and helped them out a little bit.
That's a pretty good gig, right? You guys stay at first-class hotels and everything's first-class.
Yeah, it is really good because the people are so hungry for it. That it's, you know, it's, they're an easy crowd to work in front of, and they're fun because not only do they want the wrestling, they want the entertainment part, they want the personality part of you. So, and once they get that, I'm in heaven, man. That's great for me because I lack on the wrestling part, but I'm pretty good with the entertaining part.
KK wants to know, who's your best friend in wrestling?
Bob Holly.
Really?
Robert Howard, he is my best friend of all time. Yeah, there's nothing that I can't do that I can't call him and he'll do it, or vice versa. I love him to death. He's best.
Excellent. We're running out of time. We got to get out of here. I want to thank you for being on the show. These interviews go so quick, Les.
Yes, they do. Listen, the next time you come back, Kip, you and Doc can tell the listeners about your dreams about one another.
Les, I'm going to get you.
That's when I come back and do part two of the Chuck and Billy saga. Hey, no, it was a pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Good luck, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Kit.
All right, see ya.
Kit James here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. Catch him on TNA every Saturday night at midnight Eastern. We've got just a couple minutes left in the show. And don't forget, we're going to be playing the entire Sting conference call from this afternoon.
And we've got David Hebner,
yes,
and Jerry Lynn, right?
Dave Hebner and Jerry Lynn next week, guys. So you want to be here next Wednesday night at 9
and
Eastern.
And you know what I want to mention? Don't think with David Hebner we're just going to talk about WWF/WWE, because he and I go back to the old Mid-Atlantic territory in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Where he grew up in Richmond and started working in the business, so that would be some interesting stuff to run down with David about he and Earl and how they got involved in wrestling and everything. And of course Jerry Lynn, we haven't seen him back on in the ring on TNA, but he's been back working. We can talk to him about that.
Yeah, he's doing road agent stuff now. We just saw him last Saturday on TNA TV yelling at some of the wrestlers, which is pretty cool.
Yes. Absolutely.
I didn't recognize him at first because he had his hair in a ponytail. I was like, who is that? And I was like, oh, my God, that's Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, I just saw him in October. So he was out in Oklahoma with Terry and Doc and I and that whole crew.
Excellent.
We better get out of here, hadn't we?
Yeah, I want to thank WrestleTalk Radio for their help tonight. Don't forget to check out what Les is up to every week at lesthatcher.com and epwt.com. That's the Elite Pro Wrestling Training Seminars.
Don't forget the Professional Wrestler's Instruction and Training Guide.
Yes.
On sale at your local bookstore and Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah. Co-written by our good friend, Les Thatcher.
Yes. And if you're interested in the training camp at Spindale, February 17th, 18th, 19th, email ngwmatt, that's M-A-T-T, at yahoo.com for more information. Or you can get all the contact information off the front page of EPWT. Doc, we should have a good one next week, too.
Yes, it's going to be a great show. I can't wait.
All right.
I want to thank our network, of course, WrestlingMediaNetwork.com. RadioWrestling.net is our other one. You can catch our shows over there every week also. And, of course, right here at WrestlingWeekly.com. Don't forget to check out Obsessed with Wrestling for all your wrestling needs. I use that myself when I'm getting ready to do an interview, so you should too.
When you get obsessed, you use it, do you?
ObsessedWithWrestling.com,
all
yes.
Right.
We're going to get out of here, guys. We're coming up right after the show. It's the entire Sting conference call from this afternoon. Check it out. Settle in and enjoy. We're going to have it up on the website for you in the media section if you're listening to this on the replay.
And we got to remember, you got to remember to mention to them to check out our new network.
And our new network, yes. Yeah, so didn't mention that.
Okay.
WrestlingMediaNetwork.com.
Gotcha.
Check it out, guys. And we should be doing a commercial soon, Les.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be taking care of that.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're out of here for Les Thatcher. I'm Doc Young. Good night, everybody.